Okay, let's begin where we left off yesterday. And if you recall, the Gemara asked the Kasha of it typically on Lamed Vavim Beis, and it said that Ravina found Marba Ravashi throughout the Avionos, and he threw out the Avionos, and he was ate the Kafrisim. So Gemara brought up a new institution, right? And that institution is called Shomer Lepri. And a Shomer Lepri is Rav Drasha S a Tuffel Lepirio. What's Tuffel to a Pirio is the Shomer. And the Gemara says, well, how on earth can you do it? And we know this story was in Chutz Laretz. And we point out a Chiddush we want to write up. And that Chiddush is that if you hold Halacha Moshe Basinim Mispareshes, that everything Chutz Laretz patterned after what Erlin Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara is darshing the Pesukim and Chumash. The Pesukim and Chumash talk about Erlin Eretz Yisrael. So it's clear from the Gemara that the Kasha fits according to the Ma'amar Orle what? Orle Chutzar is Mispareshes. Remember who Shita was? The Gaonim that there's a Din Ravai. Yes? And there's a Chi of Malchus. Remember that? We said that. So the Kasha Gemara fits beautifully according to that. If you hold Orle and Chutzar is Miskadeshes, then, you know, it's more difficult to understand that Kasha. Much more difficult to understand that Kasha because you don't plug into the Pasuk. The Pasuk has Ravai. It's hard to pick and choose, but nonetheless, we got to think about it. But we want to say a chiddush l'mayis that it fits in good according to that man d'amar. Gavriel, you got that? Okay. And how did the Gemara answer that kasha? Someone tell me outside how the Gemara answered Rava's first klal. What was Rava's first klal? That if the shomer remains on the fruit after you detach it, then that's a din shomer. If it falls off, it's not a din shomer. And therefore, the halacha is that a caper bush, the nature of a caper bush, when you take it off, the shell falls off, the shomer falls off. It's not a protector anymore. That's not a din shomer. Therefore, Mar Bar Ravashi was absolutely correct in going ahead and eating it. But then we had a little bit of a kasha. Not a little bit. We had a strong kasha that we had to understand. What was that kasha? The kasha was from the topic of what? The topic of a pitma, of a rimo, which is referring to Tumas Ochlin, which we said that has to be a shear of a beya in order to convey tum and other foods. Now, can you count the shomer to be mashlin the food? So the halacha in the Mishnah in Uksan, the end of Shah, says you can. You can count the pitma, which is the innermost what? Innermost part of the top of the pomegranate. But the nates is called like a shomer agabe shomer. Rashi calls it that, and that's not mitzarif. So the Gemara says, if it's not mitzarif, that's not an ochel. Turn around with the Mishnah Orla. What does the Mishnah say in Orla? It says black on white, klipa v'rimo neit shelo is considered to be chayv in Orla. It says beferish neit shelo is chayv in Orla. Doesn't that indicate that what? That you're chayv in Orla. What does that indicate? On one hand, it's not a food, so why are you chayv in Orla? Must be a shomer. So you see the what? And we know that the halacha is that this thing, this halacha of klipa rimo ma neit shelo, right? And these halachas that goes in Megarinim, the halacha is a what? That it's a shomer, and it's a shomer lemaisa. Even if the kafrisin what, we see that what? What do we see? That it's a shomer lerimon. Even if it falls off what, when it is what, when it is detached, and it still has the shame shomer. So if it still has the shame shomer, then lemaisa, you see that Rava's cloud goes up in smoke. So that kasha emerges from a stira from two different mishnayos and shas. You got to understand that. And that led Rava to say a new klal. Yes, Akiva, go ahead.
When it comes to, you can't have something be ochel and shomer pri?
You can.
Okay.
You can. The pri of the orla is also because it's a pri. But there's a new track that we've introduced yesterday called shomer lepri, which is usher for orla.
But we're saying here, since it's not ochel.
Since it's not ochel, so the only way I can asher nor is out shomer lepri. But this shomer lepri is being usher even though it falls off and it gets detached. That's what happens with the remo, that it falls off. And despite that, it's usher. Yes, Gavriel. A lot of times in shas, when you figure out a kasha, you got to be patient. Everyone wants fast food nowadays. Hamburgers, right? Hot dogs. You know, Torah is not fast food. You got to be patient to figure out the kasha. This is a good example. Abayis kashas, you put together two mishnayos and shas, uksin and orla, and then the kasha emerges. You got that? Yes, Gavriel, go ahead.
How do we know that the nes falls off the rimo when you detach the rimo?
That's the mitzias. That's what Rashi's masber. That's what the Gemara understood. Yes, That's how Rashi was masber, and that's what it's understood. Rashi said chayavim borla. You see that?
Chayavim borla. That's the real integral point of the question.
Yes,
but that part's not even like so clear in the Gemara.
But that's self understood. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. That's how Rashi spills the beans for you. It's a good hara. You're right. You're right, the Gemara doesn't spell it out, but that's what was the understanding.
And is the reason that the Gemara gives the first part about the Tumah and the Ochel? Because otherwise you could just say, well, why is the Nates...
you could say it's called an Ochel.
The food.
Excellent, correct, excellent. Okay, we missed you. Yeah, everyone asks good questions, exactly. That's why it had to preface it, what Gavriel's saying. Exactly, because otherwise you could say the Nates is considered an Ochel. You follow me? So that's how the Gemara, that's how you analyze Akasha. You don't just daven it up. That's why it's Akasha. What's Gemara's Teretz? So pick it up from there, Akiva. Ella Marava. Go ahead. Let's go. Ella Marava.
Ella Marava. Heicha Amrina. Nase lehu shomer lepri. Heicha de'izi b'shas gamar pira.
Oh, that's when the shomer is extant at the time it ripens. Not when it's tallish. Rava's first claw goes out the window. Ella wipes it away. So if the shomer exists at the time when it's ripened, get that word. Gemara Peri. Go ahead. How what? Hi, what?
Kafras. Kafras. Please say Bishas Gemara Pira.
What is Kafras? The husk of the caper bush does not exist, Bishas Gemara Peri. And therefore what?
You'd be allowed to eat that.
And therefore you'd be allowed to eat it. It has no din shomer. Correct. Excellent. Okay. Go ahead. Ain't he? It's not true. Go ahead. Yes. Hani misachale, the calyxes. Now we're talking about dates, right?
Yeah. Well,
so the calyx is to a date as to what the kafras is to the berry and the caper bush. What does it say? The orla. Go ahead. Asiri.
Hoel.
Excellent. They become a shomer leperi. Now the shomer leperi. Go ahead.
Shomer leperi.
Amos have. When is something a shomer leperi? What?
Bekufra.
What's Bekufra? When it's a very small date before it becomes ripe. Nisana, you with me? Go ahead. And still the Gemara calls it what? And it still calls it Shomer Lepeiri. Long before what? Before it ripens. So it's a great kasha. And what do we point out when we read this? I don't know if we read it yesterday. We didn't get up to it. That what we are asking from one Amora and another Amora, but this must have been well accepted that everyone held like Rav Nachman and Rabba Bar Avuha. This must have been well accepted, Sam, because when you read this Kasha, I think we had this recently. Didn't we have this also recently? One Amora from another Amora? Where else do we have that, guys? Where do we have it? Where do we have it? New Jacob, tell me. Where do we have it? We had a Lama Amora. Where do we have it? That the Amora was asking from one Amora to the other.
It says, well, Amor is here, Amor is Amor Shimon. He's asking on
Oh, yes, by the Karachaya. Excellent, Jacob. Towards the top of the Amor. That was the other example we had for asking one Amora from another. You could always answer this Amora argues, but it must have been well accepted by all the Amoraim. Excellent, Jacob. So you see that what? The Gemara is asking, we had this Mesorah, if not considered Rav Ravua, that it's the Din Shomer Lepri, way earlier. Yes?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Look at Rashi. Metachle. Go ahead.
Metachle.
It's like the husk of a caper bush. That's what the calyxes of the dates are. Go ahead. When they're small before ripe. You see that? That's a great kasha. So Gemara says, no problem. Go ahead. Rav Nachman, Savra Law. Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yossi, who's a Shitas Yechida. We don't hold like Rav Yossi. Go ahead, Disnan. Now let's get this. Go ahead.
Smadar.
Rav Yossi says a smadar, a small grape. Excellent. It's a pre already, very small gar. Yeah. So Rabbi Yossi holds it's a pre, and therefore what? That's why it's called a shomer. Upli Yerabban on that. Now, what's the Gemara's answer? You guys tell me. Outside, what's the Gemara's answer? But what is the understanding of this Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan? It's not just about what? Grapes. It's about all fruit. And the Rabbanan argue, and they say what? That it's only going to be a what? Shomer when it's what? When it's ripe. So don't give me your kashas from who? From Rabbi Yossi. Rav Nachman held like Rav Yossi. Rava doesn't hold like who? Rav Yossi. He holds like the Chachamim. And therefore the cloud remains intact. And we said Rashi, Allah ki Chachamim. Remember Rashi said we said with the Pnei Yoshua yesterday. Yochid Rav, Allah ki Rav. To tell you that he purely holds like him. This is the Chiddush. Okay? Excellent. Now we get to the kasha. Also another complicated kasha that we need to take slow. Okay, let's get it. Excellent, Akiva. You're doing a great job. Read the Rashi. Next Rashi, Sovel like Rabbi Yossi.
Sovel like Rabbi Yossi. Kufra hamin pire. The afal pish lo nigmar. Nigmar.
So a kufra is a pre, even though it didn't be ripe, it's shomer, is considered a shomer. It's interesting to me, you know, you don't try to have a gap, Sam, between the kasha and the teretz to be so large in shas when you want to, when you're doing in lumdus. This gap was large because we're asking from Nachman Ravua, was it accepted amor according to everyone? And then what's the answer? The answer is the what? That he, the other extreme. He's really going like who? Only Rabbi Yossi. So it's not accepted at all. You follow me? We asked it as a kasha that was very well accepted, and then we give an answer that's not well accepted at all, because like a yachid. I want you to be in tune to that. Every line of the Gemara can be in tune with that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying the gap is large from the kasha to the teretz. You follow what I'm saying?
What does Rashi mean by kasha shomer?
It's considered to be a shomer, according to Rabbi Yossi, right? At that time, it, even before it became ripe. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rav Nachman holds it, Rabbi Yossi, not Rava.
Yeah.
You got me?
Yeah.
Rav Nachman and Rava are Amoroi. Rabbi Yossi the Chomer Atanoim. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
There can't be another reason we use Rav Nachman.
What do you mean can't be another reason?
We
hold like Rabbi, he holds like Rabbi Yossi.
We're asking a kasha, we said that it's clearly...
We held, Rav Nachman, for example, Dini Momenus, Gemara says, we always pass Rav Nachman, Dini Momenus. All the Amorim are great. He was like one of the good old Ador, so maybe we held like that, then we're answers
no. Don't hold like him.
Rabbi Yossi, again, the Amorim and Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi, for Nachman held like Rabbi Yossi. We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. We hold like the Rabbanim. Yachid Rabbi, Lachid Rabbi. Okay? He personally felt like Rabbi Yossi. But don't ask me a kasha on that. That's Gemara's answer. Okay? And as you're trying to touch up the Havin, I'm saying the Havin is Rav Nachman, for example, Dini Momenus, the Gemara says we always paskin like him. So I'm saying maybe the Gemara held, whatever Nachman says, Gemara held as a Havin, meaning the kasha. Gemara answers not that way. Okay? You got what I'm saying? Okay, let's go on. Yes, Jacob, go ahead.
So the Havamin is that Rav Nachman that we for sure would hold like Rav Nachman? Like,
that was the kasha. The Havamin is Rav Nachman. I'm saying to Noam that in other areas we always hold like Rav Nachman. So maybe we held like this. He's quoting Rabbi Bar Avuha. Gemara answers, no, I want you to know that psak of Rav Nachman is according to who? Rabbi Yossi, we hold like the Chacham. Okay? So I'm saying the gap from the kasha and teretz is a bit extreme. Okay? Yes, Gavriel, go ahead.
Just clarifying the question of Eni, it's not... asking, is it really so that the kafris doesn't stay on the pet pre when it's ripe? We're asking, really, is it really so that we can, like, what we consider ripe is that, like,
No, the Aini is on that cloud. The Aini is a direct kasha on that cloud that we said if it doesn't exist, b'shas ripening, then it's not a shomer. We're asking directly on the calyxes are not on there, and it was called a shomer. You got what I'm saying? Does everyone got what I'm saying? The Aini is directly on Rava's second cloud. It's a direct target. You got it? The calyx is considered a shomer even when it's the size of a kufra, which is long before it gets ripe. Okay? Excellent. Okay, go ahead. Why don't you get every nakuda when you do this gemara? Go ahead. Rav Shimi Merno asked that. What's maskif? A strong kasha. He attacked him. Go ahead. Not just stama kasha. Go ahead. Allah? You mean by other trees? You mean to tell me the Rabbanan argue on Rav Yossi? That the grapes were just an example, and Rava holds like who? The Rabbanon? Go ahead, Vatanan. New area. What's the new area? Vatanan, the area of Shvis.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mishnah Shvis. You're not allowed to cut down a tree on Shvis because what do you do when you cut down a tree? You kill the what?
The fruit.
You kill the fruit. And what does it say in the Torah? Gemara Sukkah Daf Mem, La'achla, Velola what? Velola Schora, Velola Hefsin. You have to eat, pay rishvis, you're not allowed to destroy them, you're not allowed to do business with them. In fact, there's a machlez ram in the Ramban where there's a mitzvah to eat them. Please get it. Machlez ram in the Ramban, whether it's just mutter to eat them or even it's even a mitzvah. Rav Kook Tzatzal writes, you have to wash your hands before you eat the pay rishvis. To that degree. It's a mitzvah and you got to wash your hands. Natil Zadayim, without a bracha. Ramam in the Ramban. You know what? I don't remember. Belinette, I'll have to check it out from today. I could guess, but I'm not going to guess entire. Belinette, I'll check it out today. Okay? We'll get the shita. But Rav Kook said, whoever says the mitzvah, you have to wash your hands without a bracha. Our meaning is not that way. But the din is, if you kill the tree early, you're going to destroy Perish Shvi's. It's a tremendous kasha. Go ahead. We didn't get to the kasha. Amasai, go ahead.
Amasai, Enkos, and Asai, Ilanos, Bishvi.
From what time in the growth of the tree you're not allowed to cut down the tree on Shviis? Go ahead. Mishiotziu. Beishama Shit is what? From the time that the fruit starts coming out. Plain and simple. That's Beishama Shit. Once it starts coming out, you cut down the tree, you kill it. Done. It's usser. Go ahead. Basil says, I agree with you in general, but there are three exceptions.
The caribs
are a little bit later from the time that they what? Start hanging. Okay? That's also from the time they start hanging. Then you can't cut it down. Vagafonim from the time that they're the size of a gerua. Gerua is a certain size. They've grown a little bit. And the olive is Mishianitsu. Mishianitsu from the time the shell starts growing when the olive is small. Less than those shiurim, it's what? You got this now? Less than those three shiurim, it's not us to cut them down because you're not going to be destroying the fruit. Yes? You're not going to be destroying the fruit. The only time you destroy the fruit is when they start in the process and then you kill it. You don't let them get to the full growth. That's when you kill it. But if they haven't gotten there, it's okay. So these three have a little bit more of a leeway. Yes? By these three. Go ahead, Vishar. And all other trees is from the time when what?
When it comes out.
Excellent. That's the Mishnah. All the times when they count. Go ahead. Now the Gemara makes a little bit of a what? It's a little bit of a tangent to understand, to be made in the Mishnah. Sam, you with me? It's a little bit of a tangent. Go ahead. Vamar what? Most places they call it boser. That's what a geru is. That size of the what? That size of the grape. Go ahead. And it's the size of a white bean. I actually spilled the beans. No pun intended. And it's a white bean. The Gemara says it is a white bean. The Gemara jumps on that. Go ahead. What are you talking about grapes? I'm talking about white beans.
Ella.
And the shear of it has to be like the shear of a white bean. So that's exactly what the Mishnah says. That's the end of the Mishnah with the addendum of Ravasi. Then the Gemara says the following. Go ahead. Man Shamasle. Who's the one who said Boser is good and Smadar low? What's Smadar? Who said that earlier? That was Rabbi Yossi, right? That was Rabbi Yossi. A Boser is bigger than a Smadar. Yes? So the Chacham is saying from the time of the grape, you can't what? From the time of the Boser, you can't cut the tree down. But at the time of Smadar, you can. Whose sheet is that? Go ahead.
Rabbanan.
Oh, that's the Rabbanan. Because Rabbi Yossi says from the time of Smadar, it's Usser. What do the Rabbanan say? Ukatani. Mishiotziu. What does that mean?
They actually hold whenever.
That it's a pre from the time that they start what?
Comes out.
They start coming out long before what?
Long before
it's ripe. Exactly. Excellent. Kashan Rava.
Can we spend that one more time?
Yes. The Gemara is saying, Gavriel, that all trees, all other trees, besides for these three, yes? Everyone agrees, both Bisham and Silo, from the time that the fruit starts coming out, there is an issur to cut the tree down. Because it's called a pre already by that time. Yes? It's called a pre already by that time. If it's called a pre by that time already, then it should be a what? Then it should be a shomer also by that time. Whenever something's called a pre, it's going to get tamed, it's going to gain the right, the name, the title shomer. So therefore, that's long before it got ripe. Kashan Ravas Klal.
Wait, the Boser is long before it got ripe?
Absolutely. Boser's long before it got ripe. But other trees, which we're talking about, caper bushes from the group of other trees, is even before Boser. From the time they start coming out. These three are a little bit later. These three are a little bit later, but all other ones are from the start, they even start coming out.
Oh, so Shemisha Yotziu is the opposite of it being ripe. It's like ripe.
Yes, it's the other side of the timeline. Well said. Okay. Ripe is over here. Mishiotziu is over here. And then the middle is like these three things. A little bit later. I wouldn't even say the middle. But they're closer to what Mishiotziu.
So the emphasis of the Mishnah is really on the Mishiotziu, not the...
Yes, the kasha is from the fact that Shari Lonus is Mishiotziu. That is correct. And that's what Rashimi Barashi is attacking them and saying, because what was the answer to the Gemara? The answer to the Gemara was that they're arguing by all fruits, not just grapes. Remember that? Remember that was the Gemara's answer?
Yeah.
So that means the Rava holds like the Rabbanan. The Gemara says that's ridiculous. They're only arguing on what? Grapes. All the other thing, all the trees, they agree Mishiotziu. And also they're arguing on those three also. Those three ones is a little bit, you know, later. But everything else starts from the time Mishiotziu.
So all this proves that the Rabbanan don't hold that.
Don't hold to this notion that the shomer's got to be there mishahatz when it's ripening. Only when it's earlier, it still could be a din shomer. Even when it's earlier, it's a direct hit on Rav's second cloud from the rabbanon. You thought everything was neat with the Rav would hold like the rabbanon. It's not true.
Where do we see specifically that they hold that even when it's mishiyotziu, the shomer is still applicable?
Anything, that's what I said, that's what Rashi's mind is. Anything that has attained a shame pre automatically has a din shomer. Whenever it's a shame pre, it's a shomer. That's what Rashi's mazbir. That's what I was saying. Mishiyotzu, if it's a shame pre, then it carries with it the din shomer. That's much earlier than the time it got ripe. Kashan Ravi, you got it?
Yeah.
And caper bush is part of Shari Lanas. Everyone got that kasha? Okay, let's see inside. Read the Rashi. Go ahead, Smadar. Go ahead, let's go. Smadar Asr.
Smadar Asr. I know him came on. I know him. Came on Shinofa Pera with all Gargir. Nira.
Once the blossom falls out, every Gargar, every single grape. Nira.
Nira.
Each one is individual. You can see it's called Smadar. Ukamar.
Ukamar of Yossi. Came on Shibah.
Since it got to the category of Smadar, go ahead. The Usser. Excellent. Go ahead. Go ahead. The Avionos, when in the Kafrisin, not Peri Ninu. If it's not Peri, look at that. You have real Velo what? If it's not a Pri, then therefore Velo what? You see that? He's not a pri. It's not called Shomer Lepri. That's the key. Go ahead. Bishar, what? Oh, so we thought that they're arguing by all of the trees. The Gemara says it's ridiculous. Go ahead. Ein Kotzin. You're supposed to eat the perishvies and not be mefsim. Machleis Ramer and Ba, whether it's a mitzvah. Is it just a heter to eat them or is it a mitzvah? Go ahead. Mishiyotziu.
That's a pri.
From the time your motzi is a pri. Go ahead.
Misharu behen kamin shirashot shirashot es
charuven. Shel charuven. When you start getting these, they start making like clusters, or you know, they start wrapping themselves around the tree. You showed that picture. We had a picture yesterday of the caribs. They start wrapping themselves like a snake around the tree. Go ahead.
Misharu
shanavim gasim. The grapes are a bit bigger. They're bigger grapes, Kigiru will come afar, so they haven't reached the full thing, though. Go ahead. Excellent. Who boser? Oh, that's what they usually call a boser garua. Go ahead. Pu'a lavan. We're talking about grapes. What are you talking about white beans for? Go ahead. Man shamas. Go ahead. The amar.
Rabbanon.
Rabbanon,
who deplee Alea de Rabbi Yossi, Nesechas Arla.
Who comre?
Comre, Bishari Lonos, Dibi Shemiotze, Hayupiri Haroi.
From the time they come, Pri Haroi. That's the Kasha. Okay, everyone got this? It's a great Kasha. It's a great, great Kasha. Okay. You know what? Yeah, go ahead, Nate. Let's get, yeah, go ahead.
Is it going to the Halakha? Rabbanon saying that any time it's Mishiyotzio, except for by Smadar? But Rav Yossi is saying, even my smother, so Rav Yossi says everything.
Say again.
The focus between Rav Yossi and Rabbanon.
Yes.
And what do we see that is? We see that Rabbanon hold it, Mishiyotziu, right?
The machlokus is by only lemaisa by grapes. Mm-hmm. And the machlokus is that Rav Yossi says smadar, and the Rabbanon say lemaisa. They argue on that, and they say it's a time of what? A time of a boser. Boser is the same word as what? Yigeruah.
Right.
Chachamim, I want you guys to get this. What is he asking me? What is he asking me? That the Chachamim are really the same as Beis who? Beis Hillel. Did you everyone hear what I just said? The Chachamim by the case. Sam, you got this? The Chachamim of the Mishnah and Orla are the same as what the Beis Hillel of the Mishnah Shvis.
Even by Zaytun and Karuvin?
Well, that's Beis Hillel holds by the other two. I mean, you don't know what they would say by that, but some of they would agree. I would imagine the Chum would hold Beis Hillel by everything. We don't know, though. But we do know by grapes.
Right.
Yes.
It's just about grapes.
That's correct. It's just about grapes, and I would imagine, Lamaisa, maybe you could add on the other two things as well, the caribs and the gafanim. But for our purposes, Shari Lanas is Mishiotziu. Yes? Now, what did Beis Shammai hold? Don't forget about Beis Shammai. We got to know everything. What did Beis Shammai say? Everything's Mishiotziu. But we're not going to ask from Beis Shammai because you're going to tell me what? What we learned in the top of the excellent. Correct. That's why we're not going to ask from Beis Shammai. Correct? Because we learned that in the top of the Yomim. Okay? That's a very good harinate, what you're saying. Correct. You could put together a bun with Beis Hillel. That's a great kasha. Oh, so because of this kasha, go ahead, finish up the Gemara, Akiva. So Gemara says that that second rule of Rav is wrong as well. Yeah. What is the third rule? I want you guys to chazer this Gemara stark. I want you to know this chlor. Okay? It's a hard shock of the tari, but once you got it, it's kishmak. Okay? Go ahead. Ella what?
Ella my Rava. His Amrin of the Havi Shomer Lepri.
Excellent. When you take away the shomer, the dies the fruit, mai is from the word mace. Go ahead. That's a real shomer. It's a protector, right? If you have someone protecting what someone, and then he leaves, if you don't have the Secret Service, God forbid, someone could hurt the president, right? So the same thing here. The shomer, the mice is removed, the mace what? The mace could what? The payer dies. Go ahead. When you take away the what kafrisin, right? When you take away caper bushes, does the berry of the caper bush die? No, it does not. That's why it's not a shomer. Beautiful. That is the answer. Why who? Why Mar Ravashi ate the what? Ate the kafris. Because it's not a din of a what?
Shomer.
Excellent. And shomer lepriz us in special din in Orla.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Go ahead, finish it up. There was a story. They took away the nates of the rimon, of the pomegranate. Yavish rimon, and lo and behold, what happened? The rimon dried out. Go ahead. Divitita, which is called a caper bush. They took away the husk of the what? Of berry of the caper bush. Vikayim. And the berry lasted. So that's why it's not a din shomer. Ah, excellent. Read the Rashi. Last Rashi there in the Sugya, Bitita. Right? Read the Rashi, Bitita. Oh, there it is, the berries. Okay. All right, there's a lot we need to what go through here. Let's go through it slowly now. So the Maskanas of Gemara was, Rav had three klaus. One was what? That it stays on when it's Bein Tal is Bein Mechubar. Gemara rejected that. Second was what? Excellent. That what? That it what?
Right.
Only when it's right. It's got to be there when it's right. If it's not there when it's right, it's not a shomer. What's number three? It dies if it's removed. Excellent. Okay? So the third one sticks. He rejected the first two. We got it? Okay. Now, the first thing I want to look at is the following. Okay? First thing I want to look at is the following. I'm bothered by this notion of cutting down the tree. You're not allowed to cut down fruit trees. It's a pasuk in the end of Parsha Shoftim. It's called Baal Tashkas. You got that? The Ram says you cut down a fruit tree, you're chay of Malkus, Thedim and Asra. You got it? Now, if you throw out food, the Ramam says it's Asr. You don't get Malkus. Now, it's questionable whether it means Diraisa Drabana. It's a Machloikis. When the Ramam says, Lamaisa, that you are Asr to throw out food, does that mean Diraisa Drabana? The Rush writes, it's definitely Nisa D'Oraisa. I want you to get it down. The Rush says, if you throw out food, you're over Nisa D'Oraisa. I don't think you'll get Malkus, but the issue at hand is, according to the Rambam, when you throw out food, is it D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan? That's a Machlaikis in the Poskim, okay? What the Rambam holds. You got that? Please get that Machlaikis.
What does throwing out food mean?
I don't know. Guys, he's got a good, beautiful hamburger. He throws it right out.
Yeah, but if you eat...
Okay. If it's spoiled or if it's leftovers and someone could get sick from you, of course you could throw it out. That's not for no reason. Guy throws out a good hamburger for no reason. Meshuggah guy. Is that an Issa D'Oraisa Issa D'Rabbanan? The Rush says definitely Issa D'Oraisa. Rambam's questionable whether it's an Issa D'Oraisa Issa D'Rabbanan. Because the Rambam says the only time you get Malkus is when you cut down a fruit tree. He says if you waste other things, it's Usher, but he doesn't tell you whether it's D'Oraisa Issa D'Rabbanan. He says you get Malkus Mardis. You know what Malkus Mardis is? Rabbinic flogging. That doesn't necessarily mean that the Issa is Drabbanan. Could be that it's an Issa D'Oraisa. I want you to know that Machlokes Rambam Rush. Okay? So our Gemara here, what'd you say, Nate?
It's not
I can't hear you. Might not be a Machlokes. Correct. You're well said. That's correct. Well said. Now, the question in hand is that the Gemara presented the Mishnah Shviz, which is by what? Which is by what? The Isser of what? Destroying the fruit of Shviz. Why does the Gemara forget about Baal Tashchis? Now that I cut down a fruit tree in general. Tosis Kasha. Go ahead. Let's go, Akiva. Ain't coaches. Second Tosis. Go ahead. What's Vim Tomar mean? Kasha. No, don't translate if you say. It's always a code word of a Kasha. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Below Shviz Nami table play. The Usher of Ishum Lo Tashvis S.
There it is. That's the Pesukim Shoftim Perikov. Without, why does the Gemara say it's only us because of Shviz? It's us because of Baal Tashchis. You're not allowed to do this. It's a very serious Isser. Let me add on to you. Gemara says about Bakam, it's a Sakana too. Rachman al Islam. Gemara says a story that someone did it and his son died, God forbid. Al Pikabala, whatever it means. The Gemara has a story in Baba Kama. Lamaisa. Gemara has a story in Baba Kama. So we're allowed to cut down fruit-bearing trees. Non-bearing fruit tree, you're allowed to cut down. A non-bearing fruit tree, you're allowed to cut down. Okay? So Taiz has a great kasha here, no? Why is the Gemara only presented as a problem vis-a-vis Shviz? Taiz says, anyway, it's Baal Tashchis. Go ahead. What's V.A. Shlomer mean? No.
Answer.
Code word answer. You got to get that, Akiva. It's not there is to say. It's V.A. Shlomer is an answer. It's a code word for an answer. Go ahead, V.A. Shlomer.
Kaba.
What does Kaba mean? It's not going to have a fruit that's the shear of a calf. If it's not going to hold a shear of a calf, then there's no issue. We don't call it a fruit bearing, and therefore there's no issue to cut it down. There's no issue about tashas. It has to bear a certain level of a shear of fruit. And since it doesn't bear a certain level of shear of fruit, bless you, therefore there is no what? There is no Isser of Baal Tashchis. You got that, Chlor? It's a certain shear of fruit. It doesn't bear a fruit, a shear of a calf. Might be a little fruit, but it's not this tree, these particular trees that we're talking about. So since it doesn't what? It doesn't do that. Now the Gemara in Baba Basra quotes this din legabe adeko, okay? But Tosis applies this to all trees, halacha lemaisa. The Tosis Yontif on the Mishnah Shviz, get this down, says this is only by a palm tree. Okay? He says it's only by a palm tree. But Pashup Shad in this Tosis is that Tosis applies it by all trees.
Where does Tosis say it's only a palm tree?
In Baba Basra, this Gemara is quoted by a dekel. That din is quoted by a palm tree. But it's clear from the Tosis that Tosis expands it to all trees. Tosis Yontif understood that it's rock bedekel noig dinze, right? But the Pashup Shad in this Tosis applies to all trees. Tosis Yontif is a Pella. All trees. If it doesn't bear enough of a shear of a fruit, a calf, there's no insert of what? Baal Tashchis. I'm not sure what the amount is. You got to look it up. We got to look up what the shear is. Believe that or we should look into that. I'm not sure what the exact, but it's a certain shear. And it's not enough fruit that it's bearing to be called a what? To be called the Isra Baal what? Baal Tashchis. That's the Schiddish. Okay, we got that? You got that clear? That is the din. It has to be what? It's mostly a sheer kav peres b'shana. It doesn't do that in a year. So therefore, there's no Isra Baal Tashchis. That's what he says in Gemara Baba Basra, is mashma. Okay, go ahead, Inami. So wait, what's the answer?
Inami.
So what's the answer? Before the Inami, what's the answer? Exactly. So that's why the Gemara came on to what? This is Shviz. Shviz is also to destroy fruit no matter how big it's going to be. You follow me? You got to carry it through the Tosis. You follow me?
24 eggs.
Okay. 24 eggs. Okay. That's a lot. It's not going to bear that in a year. Okay. Oh, yes, Sam.
Is Tosis asking this question on the Mishnah in Shviz?
No, he's asking it on the Gemara. He's asking it on the Mishnah and on our Gemara. Yes. He's asking on our Mishnah and our Gemara that the Gemara quotes it as if it's only a problem with Gabi what? Shviz. It's not just a problem with Gabi Shviz. It's really on the Mishnah, but it's also on the Gemara quoting our Mishnah. Correct. Well said. Everyone's thinking very well. Correct. It's a direct kash on that. The Gemara's like ignoring a Pesukim Chumash. Why is the Mishnah ignoring a Pesukim Chumash? The Gemara and the Mishnah. That's the first answer. What's Inami mean?
Second.
What's Inami?
Second answer.
answer.
Right, or else, correct. Go ahead, or else. Not if also. If you translate if also, that's not right. E, but E is if, Rebbe. Nami is also. Okay, but that's not what it means. Inami is or else. Go ahead. Inami.
Inami. I read the meula.
Excellent. The wood is worth more in value of money than the fruit. Go ahead. Kedei lasos.
Lasos mamona.
Mimena kuros. You can make beams out of the wood, which is going to be worth more than fruit. In that case, the az what?
The az lo shayek, lo tash.
Therefore, there's no issue about tash. About this is when you're wasting. You're not wasting here. It's worth a lot of money in wood, more than fruit, so therefore it's okay. That's the second terrence. Very interesting answer. Okay? Please get it.
Wait, the wood of the tree?
What'd you say?
The wood of the tree.
The wood of the tree is worth more than it will be worth with fruit. Therefore, I'm allowed to cut the tree down for its wood.
Or it can make beams.
But on shvis, it's still going to be also because why? What lehefsin? You got that? You gotta just flesh that out. Okay?
What about shvis?
How does it really... Like, what does the Gemara say, Keith? It's saying it's usher out shvis. So Tosafos asks, what about batasa? We take care of batasa, two answers. But this or shvis still remains. You got me? Still remains. Okay?
Take the wood off a tree on shvis?
I can't hear you.
Are you allowed to take the wood off a tree for shvis?
No. That's what we just said. Because you're going to kill the fruit. You're going to kill the fruit if you cut it when the fruit is already growing. It's going to you have to cut it before it starts growing, right? What does the Mishnah say in shvis? You have to cut it before it starts growing. If you start cutting it when it starts growing, you're going to kill it. It won't get to its what? Once you cut it off, it's not going to grow more, so it'll kill it.
What's the problem with the second answer? What is supposed to have to do?
Well, one sec. So what are the two answers, Lomaisa, here? He says that what? Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, only on shvis it's also to cut lifnei hazman. Hashanui b'mishnah. Rak b'shvis it's also to cut. That's an issue of the rice because then it killed the fruit. Other types of the year, Lamaisa, you're going to say what? What are you going to say? Other times of the year, there's no issue about tashas because why? Other years in the 7-year cycle because it doesn't bear fruit and it doesn't what? What's the other answer? We're talking about a case where it's what? Where it's going to, the wood is worth more. Okay? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden just points out a chiddush. He says, on shvis, it's usher if it has fruit, Lamaisa. What happens about other years? Other years is not shvis years. What's the din? What's the din going to be if you cut it off, Lamaisa? If you cut it off, Lamaisa, during this what? Only be shvis, it's usher to cut off lifnei this man, because you're going to what? You're going to what? It's shanui the mishnah. Why is it usher and shvis? Because why? You're killing the fruit, right? You're going to kill the fruit. Lamaisa, halach lamaisa. So you're going to kill the fruit. So Tosfos is bothered by what about what? Baal Tashkis. Isn't Baal Tashkis always a problem? He says, no, it gives two tirutz, it's not a problem. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden is coming along and saying what? He's coming along and saying a chiddush. What's a chiddush Rabbi Yaakov Emden is trying to say? Rabbi Yaakov Emden is trying to say a chiddush. What's his chiddush?
He's saying that you can cut it whenever?
He's saying what? What's mavur shirak b'shvis also liksos lifnei hazman shanui b'mishnah. No, I think Rabbi Yaakov Emden Lamais is saying that only on shvis it's also to cut off lifnei the zman that's listed in the Mishnah, and that would be an issue of the Yeraisa. If you cut it off lifnei the zman, I don't see what he's saying because that's not what the Mishnah says. That's not what the Mishnah says. All right, we got to think about what Rabbi Yaakov Emden says. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to be kotz at shvis when what? What does the Mishnah say? You're not allowed to cut off the tree when what? What'd you say? It says ain kotz shvis what from what time? Because that's going to cut. It's going to kill the fruit, right? But if you're going to cut it down earlier, Lamaisa, before the fruit's even grown, you haven't killed any fruit, right? You haven't killed any fruit.
You're killing potential.
Yeah, but the fruit hasn't come out. No. I don't know. It says ain kotz it's alonus b'shvis. Beishamis says mishiotziu. Beisil says the other three from leaving a little later. But before that time, it seems like it's mutter.
Yes, so Rabbi Yaakov Emden holds that even before you can destroy the potential of the fruit being.
That's not what it's mashing from the Mishnah though. All right, we got to think about it. I don't know. I'm not sure. We got to let me think about it more. Let me think about more what he's saying. Okay, so we got the two terutz of Matisis. Now, who asked that? Why do you need two terutzim?
Me.
Okay. You tell me. One could argue the first day it says I don't care about the worth. Yeah, it's not an issue of finances.
No, the first one you could just say it doesn't. It's
no, I'm saying the first day it doesn't like the second day because it's not an issue of finances.
Why?
The bottom line is you're wasting the fruit. I don't care if the wood's more expensive. Fine.
The second one could say the first day really the fruit is coming to be.
No matter how what the shear is, correct. Yeah. That's what you could say. Now I want you to get.
Don't they kind of work with each other?
No, they're two distinct answers. Two distinct answers.
No, but it not producing certain
kava
fruit, therefore it's showing that it's not worth much, and so therefore if you.
But I'm saying the second day will argue that maybe it doesn't make a difference how much. Okay, all right. Now let's get this down. The Miri says the following: Damascus Mutter. I gave you the Miri. Miri gives another answer. The Miri says that you're only cutting off the branches. You're only cutting off the branches, not cutting the tree down. That's why it's not baltashkes.
So the fruit still stays alive?
Exactly. The fruit's going to get killed because you're cutting the branches off. But baltashkes, you're not killing the tree.
But you're cutting the point of baltashkes.
No. Baltashkes is when you kill the tree. You're not cutting the tree down, you're only cutting the branches. That's why it's not a problem baltashkes. But it's a problem of trees because by cutting off the branches, you're killing the what? You're killing the fruit. That's what the Miri's answer is. Okay? And then, one other answer I want to give you. It's from the parish of Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Malki Tzedek. That's a parish in the Mishnayos and Shvi'is. The parish of Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Malki Tzedek. It's on the Mishnayos. If you look in the Mishnayos and Shvi'is in Perek Dal Mishnah Yud, he says, based on the Gemara in Baba Basra, that the trees that are close to cities, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, there's no issue to cut them down. Because you need a place for construction, you need to expand the city, and therefore Lamaisa. There's no issue about Tashas in that situation. Because you have to build a home. But in Shviz, it's still an issue because you're killing the Paris. So there's two other answers I want you to get. The Meiri and the Paris Rabbeinu Yitzchak Malki Tzedek. So we had four answers in total. Two theories from Taisus, the Meiri, and Paris Rabbeinu Yitzchak Malki Tzedek.
You say the last one?
Yeah. Yes, the last answer is the Gemara Baba Basra of Talmud. It says if a tree is near a city.
Who says this?
The Gemara in Baba Basra of Chavtal and Amidbeis. There's an Elan that Samach Le'ir Kotzeitz. You could cut it down because you're trying to build a city or a neighborhood. Then there's no issue of baltashkes. But in Shviz, there's still an issue of Paris, of destroying the Paris. So that comes out to be what? That comes out to be that answer. Okay? You got that, Chlor? That comes out to be that answer. Very fascinating answer, halacha lemaisa. Okay? Regarding what? Regarding this din. Okay. Now, I want to add on to this. Let's get it. The Rambam says in the Perish Mishnayos and Shviz on that same Mishnah, Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud, okay? Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud. Rashi says by us, black on white, that if you cut down the tree, you're destroying the fruit. Okay, that's true. Where did Rashi get that from? A Gemara. Where's the Gemara? Imsachim, Dafnun Beis, Min Beis. The Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos comes up with a new Chiddush, a new reason. I'll tell you why it's us to cut the tree down. He says you're stealing from the Rabbim. Because on Perishvies are Hefker. It's, everyone owns Perishvies. No one owns it personally. So you have the audacity to go ahead and what? Cut down a tree and kill the fruit? You're stealing from the whole world. All the Jewish people own the fruit together. That's why the Rambam writes that you can't cut down a tree on Shviz.
It's your personal fruit tree.
It's no longer. It's Hefker. Perishvies is Hefker. Hashem declares it Hefker. Right. So Machlokes Beis Yosef, get it down. And the Maharit, whether it's automatically Hefker, or each person's got to declare it Hefker. That's either called Afkata de Malka, or Afkata de what? The Gavra.
How can you steal Hefker? By cutting it down.
By cutting it down, you're killing Paris.
Not stealing.
Sure you are. You can't kill it though, you're hurting it. You're hurting it, you're taking it away from someone. This would have been fruit. What gives you the right to kill it? Everyone owns the fruit. But you don't have the right to kill it. You got
to
ask permission from the whole world to kill something. No, you can't. You can't. That's what he wants to tie up. You have no right to destroy it. To stop it from coming into fruition, Rambam says that's gozel sarabim. It's a good kasha what you're saying, Nate, but you see the Rambam says no. The problem with the Rambam is that he's, what is he adding on a new reason from the Gemara? He tells his Yontif asks on the Rambam. What are you adding a reason from the Gemara? The Gemara already told you it's us. It's lachol lo schor. It's us to destroy perish fees. So what on earth is the Rambam talking about? So I want you to get this. If you look in the Rambam, Lamaisa, the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Perikei Halachi Yedzayin, quotes the reasoning of the Gemara. the reason why it's also to cut down a tree on trees is because the Torah says Amr Lachov Lehefsid. He's just trying to give you a reasoning that what the Gemara is based on. Why is it usher to kill Perishvis? Because why? He's giving you the reason of Lachlo Lazar. Because you're stealing from what? The Rabbin. That's how the Tuzis Yontif wants to say pshat in the Rambam. That the Rambam is giving you a rationale of the Drasha. Why is it usher to kill Perishvis? Because you're stealing from the Rabbin.
He's giving the Tama Drasha.
Yes, that's what he's saying. Yes, which is a bit chiddish. Because Lachlo Lazar, especially in light of the fact that you hold it's a mitzvah, Perishvis on their own are independent mitzvah to eat them. You have to wash your hands according to Rav Kook. Not because you're stealing. No. I would have thought it's an independent reason, killing the Perish. But Lamaisa, the Rambam is being mazmer the Drasha. That is correct. So please get that down. That's the Chiddush you want to say. That's the first Mahalach I want you to get, based on this Tosis, okay? So we have the two, four Terutz and two of Tosis, two of the Meiri and the Perish Mal Rebbeinu Makatsen, and this Rambam with the Tosis Yontif. Okay. Now this leads us to the following. Second Mahalach. What does he mean when he says Shar Kol Yonos Mishi Otzio? What did Rashi say, Akiva? What is Mishi Otzio?
Like when they first come out. The first
what comes out?
Pre.
Excellent, the pre. If you look in Psachim, on the Beis and Beis, Rashi Dermasko Mishi Otzio, you know what he says? When the leaves come out, Bimei Nissen. You see the circle? Who's the circle always with the thing, the line there? Excellent. What does Rabbi Kivega say? Look at that. Look at Rabbi Kivega, the Gilyan Hashas. You guys see that? What does he say there? No, I'm Rashi. What? What does he say? Excellent. What does Sarach Iyun mean? It's a Pella. It's a Pella. Oskof in the I have a ghost with Siyunim. What's the Kasha? You know what Rashi says there? Leaves. Steering Rashi's. He leaves it as a kasha. Wow. He leaves it as the Kivager and Nishas. He says, Rashi and Psachim and Beis and Beis on that Dibra Masko. Read the Dibra Masko. Read again, Noam. Rashi, read it the whole from the beginning. The Dibra Masko. Rashi, Dibra Masko. You guys got to get used to looking at the Rebbe Kivager. You see it, Gabriel? Read it, Noam. Go ahead. Rashi, Dibra Masko. Yeah, read the whole thing. Rashi, Dibra Masko. No, no, in the Rebbe Kivager.
I don't have the rest of it.
You don't have the beginning? Rashi, Dibra Masko, Miltzius, Abri Chulei. I am Sochim. You don't have the Dibra Maskels?
I just have Mishi Otzio.
Oh, you don't have Mishi Otzio?
No.
Oh, I had that. Okay, good. He says, you look at Sochim. So read from the read what you have. Go ahead. Rashi?
Just says the words of Mishi
Otzio. Okay, read from there. Read from there. You don't have Rashi Dibra Maskel either? Oh, interesting. Okay, go ahead. I am Sochim. No, go ahead. And Beis and Beis. But Rashi Dibra Maskel Mishi Otzio. Vitzarachim. Okay, great kasha. Steer in Rashi's.
We also had another steer from Sachem and Rashi also earlier, no?
Oh, I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Stuff.
Where do we have it?
On Rashi of...
Which Rashi do we have, Rabbi Kivager?
Well, he says...
Which Rashi do we have it?
It wasn't Rabbi... I don't think it was Rabbi Kivager. We had a
steer. We definitely had a steer, but I don't remember. Okay, good. So I want you to get this down. Which pshat you think is more mistaber, says the Melech Shlomo? Which pshat of Rashi?
Wait, what's
Rashi says, "By us, Mishiotzius Apri." What does Rashi say? Mishiotzius Alim. The leaves be made nissen in the spring.
The other steer was that right here. He says, "Nates and
Kleef
are clearly different." But in
well, we have to see about that, Lois. We figured that out. It wasn't a problem.
Why?
It wasn't a problem. We'll look at that maybe tomorrow morning. I don't think it's a problem the way we read the Gemara yesterday. Okay, we'll look at it. Are you ready though?
Yeah.
The Melech Shlomo says, "Which pshat is the Ikar pshat?" So what is the lashon that's usually used when a fruit comes out? You guys familiar with it? You ever heard of Mishachantu? Chanata? Chanata?
Budding.
Chanata is what?
Budding.
Budding or blossoming. Correct. So if Rashi was right here, it should have said Mishachantu. It says Mishiotziyu. So Melech Shlomo, who's one of the great Gedolim Perishim Mishnai, and the postkim of the Mishnai is, in Perik Dalet Mishiot, says he thinks Rashi himself is right. Because it should have said it was the fruit of Shitz Chanata. But one of the other Gedolim on the Mishnah, Mishnah Rishona, says no. He doesn't like Rashi's Psat and Psachim. Okay? And I understand why he doesn't like it. Why? How do you know when the leaves come out? It's very hard. Eza Heker Yesh Lepri Bo Tzos Elin. It's very hard. Eza Heker Yesh Lepri. What does leaves indicate about a fruit? It's hard to say. He says, well, he doesn't understand why the leaves should be an indication about the fruit. That's what he asks. He says he thinks Rashi by us is the Ikar Rashi. Please get it down. Okay? He's Chanata is the word. Chanata. Okay? But the reason why the Mishnah Rishon likes Arpshat, because he says, what kind of hecker for pre is the leaves coming out? Okay, fine. Fine. So I want you to get that down. Okay? Next Tysus now. Go ahead. Akivi. Go ahead. Go ahead, Akivi. No. Shear. Go ahead. If it's less than a what? Less than the size of a white bean. Go ahead. Wow, that's a big chiddush. It's not a fruit. Go ahead. Mikan. Pachos mi pool. On a bosa that's less than a pool. Ella. Amazing, no? So he says, now I thought usually a boser is the same shear, but I guess there were some bosers that will not be what? Will be less than a bean. And if you do have a boser less than a bean, I want you to know something, says Tysus. Say a break priya dhamma. So please get this down. Let's get this down. Comes out, halacha lemaisa, that Tysus is saying a gigantic chiddush, which is corroborated by the Rashba, Dimask of Amr, and the Rosh and Simon Hay. So the Rashba and the Rosh all agree with Tysus, but they say the following, that this din is only said by grapes. Please get it. It's only said by grapes. But by other fruits, you say a bray priya eitz, even though it's small. That's what Tysus, the Rashba, and the Rosh are saying. That is correct. He's only saying it by a grape. And they elaborate on it and say it's a din special by grapes. But other fruits, if you eat it undersized fruits, the halacha is still bray praise. Just like we find by the issue of ketzitzas ilanas b'shvis. Right? What does it say, ketzitzas ilanas b'shvis? When is it usher to cut them down? From the time that what? From the time that fruits start coming out. So, what are the two chidushim you find from here? Please get it. One second. That's by a separate din of Baal Tashkis. Right? That's by Baal Tashkis, the tunnel. Now, what are the two chidushim you see from this Tysus and the Rashb and the Rush? That from the time the pre, it becomes a pre, like the issue of cutting down shvis, what bracha do you say? Ha'etz. Excellent. And what about the other paris? From the time that it comes out, what? From the time that it's Yotzi the pre, you say a bray pray eitz. Correct. Shari Lonis, remember? Yeah. Tysus is equating it. Tysus is saying is equating it, Lamaisa. And what's the second chiddush? That if it's undersized, what bracha do you say? And Nate points out, well, is that a chiddush? Yeah, that's Tysus. Did our Gemara say anything about a bracha? I'm glad you brought it up, Nate. Excellent. That's what you got to be in tune to. What is Tysus being machadish more than the Gemara? We didn't say a word about a bracha here. We're talking about Marbarashi, what he did with the Kafrisin. Tysus says a chiddush. We didn't read the parentheses yet. We'll probably get to it tomorrow, but we'll see. But look, what do you see from here? That he says that this will have ramifications in Ochos Brachas. Tysus says it, the Rosh says it, and the Rashba says it. That only, one second, only by what? Only by grapes, Lamaisa. Only by grapes, correct? By grapes, lemaisa, if it's a boser, it's a eitz. If it's less than that, it'll be adama. By all other fruit, what's the din? Even undersized fruit will retain the bracha of what? Bore pri eitz. Oh. Now, I gave you the Rambam. The Rambam, Poshup Shat, argues on this. The Rambam, Poshup Shat, argues on this halacha. Okay? The Rambam seems to say, please get it, that if you eat fruit before it reaches the time period of Maisris, you do not say eitz, you say what? Shakol niyeh bidvarol. The Gemara says on the Mishnah, Memam Ebeis, you know what novlos are? What are novlos? Fruit that fall off a tree before they become what? Ripe. Do you know what the Rambam says in Uchas Brachas, Pirachas Alachaches? Get it down. 8:8. The Rambam says, "On novlos, you say a shahakol niyeh bidvaro." Okay.
What's the definition of novlos?
Novlos are fruits that fall off a tree, memum and beis and brachas, before they're ripe. What bracha do you say on them? Most Rishonim say eitz, retains the bracha. Rambam says no. Rambam says you say a shahakol, and therefore any fruit undersized before it's ripe. The Rambam writes, you say shahakol. That's an amazing chiddush. So it seems like the Rambam's arguing both these dinim of Tosos. Tosos said if it reaches the Pul HaLavan, what bracha do you say? Gavriel? Ha'etz. Even though it's before it was right. Ha'etz. And if it's lower than Boser? Adama. Rambam says, you know what? Till you get to the right thing, it's what? Until you get the period of Mitzras, it's a what? What's the Rambam say? Shahakol.
But the difference is the Rambam doesn't have any more room for growth. It's on, it fell off. But Tosfos is still in the tree.
One sec. But the Rambam Poshup Shad is arguing. Which Rishonim agree with the Rambam? Please get it. The Shiboli Aleket and the Chuvas Agaonim. They say that fruit that hasn't finished being ripened is a Shahakol. Okay? The Shiboli Aleket, Simon Kuf Samach, and the Chuvas Agaonim say that a fruit that hasn't ripened, you eat it, you say a Shahakol. Halacha L'maisa. And what else does he say about a boser? About a boser, Lomaisa, right? Yeah? About a boser, what's the din? The Ritva writes, you say, Shahakol Niyeh Bidvaro. The Ritva Nuchus Bracha says, you say, Shahakol Niyeh Bidvaro. Okay? And that's what the Miri says as well. Yesh Levarach on a boser, Shahakol Niyeh Bidvaro. It's not an Achila Chashuv. And then the Miri says he doesn't think it's right. Okay? He doesn't think it's right because that same Shiboli Aleket and the Gaonim, Chuvas Agaonim, say that on the Boser, you say a Brei Pri Adama. So on Lamaisa, this Rishon holds halfway like the Rambam. The Shiboli Aleket and the Gaonim say that if you eat it before it's ripened, you say a Shakel. But if you eat it when it's undersized, they say you say a Adama. Rambam, we presented, say on both cases, you say a what? You say a Shakel. Like the Ritva says in the same case, and the Miri quotes Yesh Shekasu also Shahakol. Okay? So we're bringing up that our Shitas and Rishonim that say very seriously that if it's not ripe or it's undersized, the bracha will be different. Yes? Tosfos says, Lamais, it's going to be a Eitz as long as it's a Boser. If it's under a Boser, it's a Adama. Rambam seems to say what? Shahakol on both.
Tosfos says when it's still growing. It's still on the tree. Oh. You pick it and eat it.
Okay, but I'm saying the Rambam we're comparing to things that are what? I understand, but the bottom line is still not ripe, so there's no nafkemina push-up shot.
The Rambam's already off.
Okay, all right, but Lomai, okay. Now, this is the simplest presentation I want to say, yes? That the Rambam argues with both. But Noam keeps saying, is there any way to reread the Rambam? Yes. The Maimer Mordechai rereads the Rambam. I want you to get this. The Maimer Mordechai says, don't make this diuk in the Rambam. When the Rambam writes, you say, Shahakol, that's talking about fruit that fell off in the wind before it got ripe. But Peirush that you harvested before it got ripe, the Rambam will still agree it's a Eitz. Okay, I want you to get that. So he says similar to what you said. No, I'm not exactly. Not exactly, but you're on the right direction. The Rambam says the only time you will say Shahakol is when it fell off from the tree in the wind before it got ripe. But if you harvested before it got ripe, the Rambam will say, you'll say a eight.
Ha-eitz,
yes, ha-eitz. And he proves this, right, he proves this to the Shita from the Avudram. The Avudram also holds like this, halacha l'maisa, okay? So I want you to get that, l'maisa. You know, the truth of the matter is, you could be machal between whether you took it off of your hands or it fell off by itself. You know what I mean? If you take it off of your hands, you're like, you're machshiv the peris at that time and you want to say eight, even though it's not nigmar. But if it falls off by itself, it's not going to get eights. It'll be a what? It'll be a shahakol mice. That's what the Magen Giburim says. Okay, fine. Okay, we got this. This is the sheet. Now, how do we paskin on this, guys? Halach mice. The undersized fruit. So I gave you the Mechaber writes in Simon Reish Beis Siv Beis. We don't know the shear of a pool alovin. That's what he says. So you always should say an adama until you know it's really big. Please get that. That's what the Mechaber writes in Reish Beis Siv Beis. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Beis Siv Kantet Vav, and he says, if you think with your simple naked eye that you think it's ripened, don't worry about it. Size. Just say a eights. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. That through the naked eye, you're looking at it just stop. You think it's ripened, you go to buy them from the store, there's no nafkamina how big they are, you say eights, and don't bat an eyelash. And he says, also the dried out grapes, that they're near him, be b'chutz.
Raisins?
Yeah, he doesn't say raisins, called kartzanim. Kartzom, that they're from the outside, raises, we say Eitz anyway. They're, as long as Kartzom, they're about to be ripe, they're close enough, you say Brei Brei, it's not a problem. Allah Lamais. Okay? So I want you to get that din, Allah Lamais. So, Lamais, even though the Machaber writes, I'm really not sure about the size, Mishmaru says, relax about it. As long as it's ripe, all we say are Eitz, and usually if they're, the stores are ripe, and even if it's not so ripe, but it's, if they're in the stores already, it's Eitz. Okay? Yes, Sam. Yeah, but usually they're, you know, it's hard for, you're not, we're not botanists. Usually they're ripe enough. They're close to be ripe. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in the store, you know. They don't bring them in the store unless they're close to be ripe. Then you got to worry about it. Then you got to worry about it. You got to worry about the grape. We're talking about grapes, sir, okay? Talking about grapes, okay? Because remember we said, the Rashba, the Rosh, only says Dafka Ba'anovim. Remember that, Sam? This Rashba, Rosh, and Taisa is only by a noven. Sharp pears, the second they get big, it's always AIDS. You got that? Yes, Jacob.
So the Machaber is saying by is specifically by a noven we're talking about?
Yes, it's talking about a noven, by grapes.
If they don't get big enough.
We don't know the shear of a pool of noven. He says you should say a Brei Pri Adam until they're big enough. Okay?
Well, what's big enough?
You know, in the stores. That's what we're saying. And the Mishabur even makes it better. And he says that even if they're not so big, but as long as they're what? Gomer Bishulam or Karav Lebishulam, like Hachartzanim, that's enough to say Eitz. That's what we're saying, Lamaisa. Okay? Okay, fine. Now, it comes out, Lamaisa, comes out the following kasha that I want you to get. Let's get this. This is a very important kasha that I want you to get on the Schiddush. Okay? It's a very important kasha. On this sheet of the Tosis, the Rashba, and the Rosh, that says this notion about the Anovim, and says that it depends, the size makes a big deal, and Tosis says it translates it to a bracha. Okay? Yes. Okay? The kasha is the following. Okay? The Panim Iris, the Vilna Gaon, the Nishmas Adam asked this kasha. I want you to get it. Okay? It's a very, very strong kasha. Okay? Here we go. If you look in the tour on Reish Beis, I'm sorry, if you look Lamaisa in the Gemara, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said all trees, Mishiotziu, are Usser, yes? Are Usser. Yeah, what did it say, Mishiotziu Pri? Is that correct?
No.
It said Mishiotziu Pri, you're not allowed to cut down the tree. Is that correct?
Just says Mishiotziu.
Yeah, Mishiotziu, right. Yeah, that's Rashi, you're correct, Mishiotziu. That's the din. However, the Mishnah says in Maseches Shvi'is, in Perek Daled Mishnah Tes, the following Chiddush. You're not allowed to eat Perek Shvi'is, special din, until it reaches Onas Maisris. Because at the time when you eat them, they haven't yet been ripened, and they're not Ruila Achila. And therefore, if you eat them earlier, you will basically destroy the fruit, and it's also Hafsid Perek Shvi'is L'Achlov Lola Hefsid. Mashma from that Mishnah in Shvi'is, that what? That before you reach the period of Onas Maisris, what's the din? It's not considered a pre, and if you eat them, you're going to be destroying them. So how on earth could Tosa, the Rashma, and the Rush say that you say Borei Pri Ha'etz at the time of shear of a what? Of a Boser. Remember we said a Boser, Gavriel's in the middle? So how can they say you say Borei Pri Ha'etz? Lamaisa, you don't compare the bracha to the Isra of Ketitzas, Ilanos, Beshvis, and Orla. Those are Usr from the time of what? Those are Usr from the time Mishiotziu. Look at the Isra of Ketitzas, Ilanos, and Shvis. It starts from the time it begins a pre. That's already Hefset Bereshvis. And Orla, it's Usr Bahana from the time that what's a pre. But it might not be Roy Lachila. For Shvis and for Orla, you don't look at the time period that it's Roy La what? Lachila! It's from the time it actually is called a pre, which is an earlier time. But you're not allowed to eat perishvis during shvis till when? Till it reaches the shear of Onas Maisris, which is at the very end, when it's ripe. And in fact, if you eat them earlier, you are what? You're really killing them, Lamaisa. They're not Roy Lachila, you're being mafsid the peris. You're not eating them when they're the ideal time of the pre. So how on earth could Tisus the Rashman the Rush glean, as you said very nicely, Nate, in our Gemara, wasn't talking about brachas. No, the Gemara was not talking about brachas, and Tosfos made an equation, Ilchos Brachas. And what is Tosha's equation is? That if it's a poster, you say eights. How can you say eights? The Mishnah says in Shmiz, Mishnah Pirik Dalet, Mishnah Tess, explicitly, that you're not allowed to eat Perish Shmiz until it reaches Onus Maestris, which is Onus Maestris at the very time when it's ripe. Whenever that time might be at the end. Then it's Mutter. Rove Perish, the Shears, Mishagin Onus Maestris. That's that Mishnah. Allah Lamaisa. What did you say? The Mishnah says you're not allowed to eat Perish Shmiz until it reaches the shear of Onas Maestris, which is usually when it's what? Ripe. When you reach the period of ripeness. Okay? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the kasha is, how could in fact Tosfos say that you say a bray parates at this premature shear in the middle of a boser when it's not yet mutter for you to eat it for Shviz? What was the Mishnah talking about? What was the topic of the Mishnah that we quoted, Gabriel? Cutting down the trees, which will kill the... It didn't talk about eating it all. That's a different Mishnah. There's a different Mishnah in Shviz that says you're not allowed to eat the parashviz until you reach Onus Maestris. And if that's the case, Lamaisa,
so
we're asking a kash on Tosis, the Rush and the Rashba. How could you say ha'eitz on that time period of Boser? It should be too early. Say it Adomer, sir. Say Shahakol. No, and Hilchos Brachos.
Right.
How could Tosis, the Rush and the Rashba make an equation from these topics to the Hilchos Brachos about when you can cut down the tree, which is dealing with killing the Peiris? There's another Mishnah in Shviz that says you're not allowed to eat the Peiris Shviz. Eating the Peiris Shviz before they reach Onus Maestris is basically what? Killing the fruit. You're not eating them in the prime time when it should be a Peiri. That is a bomb kasha. That is an absolute bomb kasha. And if that's the case, Lamaisa, Rove Perish, the Shear is Mishigil Onus Maestris. Okay? Mishigil Onus Maestris. Halacha Lamaisa. So if that's the case, Lamaisa, it's very, very difficult. How does our Tosis, the Russian Rashba, equate it to Hilchos Brachos? And to say that you could say I ate even at the time of Boser. You know what Tosis should have said? You only can say Bray Bray when it reaches the period of what? Onus Maestris. Now, even though the Bartanura Lamaisa points out on that Mishnah that Te'enim, Anavim, and Zaysim, sometimes they do eat before Onus Maestris, right? And it's Mutter Lechol Lamaisa, because people do eat it before, but I don't think they eat it all the way by the time of the Boser. They don't eat it that early. And Tosfos is so confident. The Rashman Rush so confident. Hiates. What do you mean hiates? You're eating it way too early. Even though they might, those three things, figs, grapes, and olives, the Mishnah says they do eat a little bit before, but they don't eat it at the time when it's a boser. You understand this kasha? It's a very, very strong kasha. Yes, Jacob.
If eating it at that time, right, we're saying is too early and it's going to be mastered to Paris.
Yes.
Considered like mastered to Paris. So wouldn't you not be able to say a bracha at all if you were to eat it at that
time? No, it's still food. You know, it's still food.
Even though you're doing the avir of being master of the pears,
right?
At that point, you're still going to say a bracha.
Exactly, correct. You're still going to say a bracha, at least a shahakol, maybe even an adama. But the bottom line to say eights, no way. That's the kasha. Okay, who asked this kasha again? The panimiris, the gon, nishmasadim, the redava, they all asked this kasha. And Tais Rashman the Rush. Very strong kasha. Everyone got it? Okay. So what's the answer? Let's close here with two answers on this. Okay, we got this? So the two answers I want to give to you. One is from the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer, one of the Sukkachava Rebbe, great Gaon, Or HaChaim, Simen Lamed Zayin Ostes. He says an amazing answer. He says, we do find that Paris are Asr and Orla from the time they start coming out. But Meiser, you're not yet Chayiv. Why? Because the Chiv Orl is Chal when the time, the pre, is while it's still on the tree. Get this down. Orl is depend, can be Usser when it's still on the tree. Whereas Meiser, you're only, when are you Chayiv Meisers, guys? You know that, we wrote it on the board. When are you Chayiv Meisers? Trum is Meisers only when it's already detached already, of course. Right? So he wants to say, Priya Elon, even though it might not be royal achila, but since it's ra'ui to finish and to be a full fruit, if it would stay on the tree and go on its way, it would get there, so then you're chayv an orla from the time, the first step. But by meiser, since it's totally being detached, once you detach, it's not royal to become fully ripe. And therefore, if you detach it at that point, it won't be chayv meiser. So therefore, plug it in. We find by boser, we say bar priya eitz. What does that mean? Because the bracha is chal on the fruit when it's still mechuber, like orla. And you're chayving the bracha on a pre that's still a dying ain't a ru'i, because it did reach the same pre when it was still mechuber. And that answers the kasha, how can we say on a pre that you when you eat it, it's like destroying it, because why? Because you're already chayving the bracha when it already was still what? Mechubar. So since it reached the what level of being a pre when it was mechubar, don't be bothered by the kasha why Taisus and the Rashba Rush can say eitz, because in the area of orla, what is the din? The din is your chayiv. In the area of brachas, you look when it's a pre. There's no din that has to be what? A pre when it's talush for brachas. Let's say I want to eat it right off the tree. Put my mouth on the tree. It's still a pre. And that's why it's eitz. That's the answer of Avdi Nezer. Okay, good.
Why is brachas coming out from Meiser?
Because Meiser requires the particular requirement that it be detached,
right.
You know, piled up. Brought into your house. So just because you look at Onus Maestris, that's Lemaisa regarding what? That's not going to shed any light on Hukos Brachas. Those are the particulars, Legabi Maestris. We are using Orla and Brachas in the same vein. That is correct. Okay? But if as long as, and it makes sense. It makes sense, Nate. Why should Brachas be Tali, whether it's Talush, right? Mm-hmm. It's a fruit. No? That's why I give you the example. A guy puts his mouth to the tree and eats it. Okay, he looks like an animal. Well, it doesn't look nice, but theoretically you could do it. You can eat something while it's talush, while it's mechuber. Okay. Then the second answer is from Reb Moshe and Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Let's get it. From Moshe Tzatzal and Reb Chaim Kanievsky. They both say the same terrors. Igris Moshe, Reb Chaim Simon Nun Zayin Anav Beis, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shemit of Yovel Perek Hei. You know, Derech Amun is a Sefer on Zroim. It's like a Mr. Brewer. Bir Alocha, he wrote like a bir alach. He had many svarim in different categories from Chaim Kanievsky. So listen to this answer. They want to say, anytime the tree is motzi the fruit, it's a fruit. Mishiotziu, it's already a pri. Even though it's usher to eat bishvis, because of hefset perishvis, that's because hefset perishvis, even though it's still called a pri, but the pri still could be what? Ripened. And by you eating it, it's not going to grow more. And you basically destroyed it. But Lamaisa, it could have been a better fruit. It could have been a fruit, but it's still a fruit. So Linen Shviz, it's not enough that it's called a pre. What must it be? It must be Gmar pre. So to make sure, nor do you get out of the issue of destroying Shviz, you have to eat a what? A fully ripened fruit. If you eat a fully ripened fruit, then that's fine. But if you eat it too early, you've killed the fruit. But that's a lacha limited only to what? To Shviz. So even by Onus Maestris, If it's Nigmar Pri, then it should be usher to eat the perishvis, right? Even if it, let's say theoretically, it reached Onus Maestris, right? So Alachal Maisa, it could grow more, let's say. Let's say it reached Onus Maestris, and it could grow even more. So Zaysim, from the time they reach a Shlish, even though they could grow what? Still bigger than a Shlish, a third. They could grow 2/3, right? But we say Alachal Maisa, that the Peris that are Nigmaru, right? The Torah is not matan, not machayv you more to leave them in the ground. There's no shir lamaisa that you have to what leave it in the ground more and more. Once it's reached its onus maisas, that's nigmar apri, and that's fine, halach lamaisa. Okay? But by shviz, theoretically you could say, it could grow more, right? It could grow more than a third, right? They could grow more than a third. So the bottom line is that what, as long as it's reached the notion of ripening, even though theoretically it could even get better, Lamaisa, you're not going to say that there's a further shear after it got ripe. But before it gets ripe, for sure it's asa l'hafsid peiris. That's all well and good when you talk about shviz, when you talk about maestris. When you talk about brachas, as long as it's a pre, you say brei pre eitz, and you don't need gmar pre. So they don't even bring up orla. Hilchos brachos, all we do care about is the shame pre. And the shame pre is there. I don't need gemar pre. And therefore, it's enough to say I ate. And that's what Tysus and the Rosh and the Rashba are driving at, halacha lamaisa. And that's this chiddush. Peiros that are nigmaru, the turn in the mechayv, you'll leave them more in the car, because there's no shear besides gmar pri. But the fnei gmar pri, it is usher. Lafsi the peiros, vis-a-vis hilchos what? Hilchos shvis. And in hilchos maisr, slamaisa, even if it's a rich onus maisr, nigmar pri, theoretically you think, oh, maybe I got a, it's usher, it could grow any better. We say no. But when it comes to brachas, I don't care. Brachas, as long as it's shem pri, it's fine. The difference between this teretz and the first teretz is he doesn't bring up orla. As long as it's a shem pri, mishiyotziu pri, hilchos brachas, that's enough. Yes, Nate?
I'd like to ask
Okay, you follow what I'm saying? This is the second answer. So now the Gemara works beautifully. It's not against that Mishnah and Shvis, which is a separate Mishnah, which if you knew the Mishnah is a very difficult kasha. Okay, we have a lot of other mahalchim we got to do because we got to do that parenthesis. That next parenthesis, which is from the Bahag, a lot of Rishonim didn't garish it, and we have to do that next Tysus. A lot of nafkaminas emerge from that as well. Okay? Tomorrow, 9 o'clock, right? We got a big Seder. Let's make sure we learn Stark. And we go weiter. Okay? All right, everyone have a wonderful day. And don't forget Mincha B'Minyan.